Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities. I'm Alan Lytle. It's the first Monday of the month, and that means it's time to talk with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Alan.
Last week, the Commission on the Homeless released its report to the Urban County Council. In that report, they made three major recommendations, and I'll go down the list here. Increasing the fee on insurance premiums 1% to create an affordable housing trust fund. Set up office within city government to coordinate homeless services and create more affordable housing units to meet the needs of homeless and near homeless. So where do you stand on their recommendations and what happens now?
You know, first things first, Alan, this commission really did some remarkable work. They led by Councilmember Steve Kay, former Councilmember Deborah Hensley, who worked on this issue 20 years ago when the Hope Center was actually first established out of recommendations from a 20-year-ago report. And what the commission illustrated was that a lot of work has been done in Lexington, and that we as a city have been responsible, and there's always room for improvement. I think one of the especially compelling recommendations is that the city itself can dial up the coordination and management efforts related to the homeless population and actually be more involved in managing this issue. So I'm very thankful for the report, and I think what we need, first things first, I believe that a plan is essential, and that's what encourages then trust by the public in our government doing what it needs to do and doing it efficiently with the responsibility of the public trust and the tax dollars that are invested with us.
And in that vein, you told the Lexington Herald Leader that you were not quite on board about the fee on insurance premiums, the 1% fee. So can you expound on that?
Yeah, well, what I've said is that we've worked really hard in our city to live within our means, and we've had to really be responsible in examining our cost basis. We've had out-of-control spending in many areas. Now, that's not like other cities and states and even the federal government, but we've done a good job of dialing back. When I came into office, had a $37 million deficit to deal with. We had health insurance costs that were $17 million out of a $20 million budget, overrunning that budget. And we've just entered into an agreement with our fire and police on the pension to dial back the unfunded liability. So there's been a lot of accomplishment in living within our means. And so before we make investments where they should be made, as this commission recommends, we need to make sure that we've got a good plan going forward, that it is one that measures and examines benchmarks across the country for best practices, and then we deal with the problem in a trusting and responsible way.
Moving on to another topic, a little more lighthearted, shall we say. A jury is going to pick the winning design tonight for the Town Branch Commons project. What's been your reaction to this whole process, and realistically, what kind of timetable would you envision for actually daylighting Town Branch Creek?
You know, I like to say, Alan, that our city has a rich history, a rich, authentic history, going back all the way to 1775 when Lexington was settled, a year before the Declaration itself was signed. And the city was settled around the Town Branch, around its water source. In the late 1800s, the Town Branch was covered up by development. It still runs below the city surface, right in the downtown. Now, projects like this have been done imaginatively, creatively, inspiringly around the country and actually around the world. And what it's all about is creating quality of life and quality of place that is so important in today's knowledge-driven economy. So that's really what this project is about, is creating a compelling space that would link what really is a remarkable place, Lexington, with its extraordinary rural landscape, and a city that was created around what's described by urban planners and architects around the concept of the garden city. So this has a chance to really link our extraordinary rural landscape, the bluegrass, and the city and weave it together and still be in, connecting all of what makes an urban space really remarkable.
And so, obviously, it's going to take a while. Yeah, time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, projects like this, if you look at San Antonio, San Antonio created its Riverwalk, started in the Depression almost 100 years ago. And over time, it has grown to be a signature feature of San Antonio. But I believe that, you know, it's not doing it for tourists. It's build it for our own people first, then others will come. Sort of like Field of Dreams.
All right, our time is up for today. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray, thank you very much for being on Mondays with the Mayors again.
Oh, well, thank you, Alan. Great to be with you.